And the last word on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Start the Gemara. Masnitzin, the Loker Abidosa. So, first of all, what part of the Mishnah? We're talking about, they said in the Mishnah that if a person gives his animal to the roeh, to the shepherd, on Erev Yontov, on Yontov, excuse me, but we're assuming that he had planned to give it to him already on Erev Yontov, but he only handed it over to him on Yontov. So the Mishnah said that it goes by the, we're discussing again the whole Mishnah about Tchumin, where you can take the thing. So just to review, whatever you owned, well, whatever was yours was clearly yours when Yontov came in, at that point, that's where you could take, that's where you could, anybody could take. Your things can only go where you could go, and that applies to when Yontov came in. Okay, so here, he had this animal that he had planned to give to the Roeh, but he didn't give it until actually Yontov came in already. And so therefore, it goes by, says the Mishnah, the rugli of the owners. So since I didn't give it to the Roeh until Yontov came in, Pashtus, so therefore, it can only go still where I can go. Even though now the Roeh is hanging on to it, it only can go where I can go, the owner. Now this is not like Rabbi Dosa. Why? The Sanya, Rabbi Dosa mir, v'amila, some say it's Abba Shalom mir, halokeach behema mechaveiro mir of Yontov. You purchase an animal from your friend on Erev Yomtov, Ava pi shalom maser lo elabi Yomtov, harehi karagli halokeach. Right? Even though you didn't do Mashicha, you maybe paid for it or whatever, but you didn't actually do Mashicha until Yontov, but it goes still by the purchaser. In other words, where the purchaser could go, that animal could go, even though the purchaser didn't actually take the thing until Yontov came in. But since it was Miyuad for him, he was supposed to, it was going to go to him, he purchased it before, without actually taking it. So therefore, the Chachamim made it as if it was his already, and therefore where he can go, the animal can go.
What's the kind of it was kind of a kesef?
No, he's not kind of, you're not kind of with kesef. Right?
No,
right, that's the whole thing. So really, Mina Torah, okay, there's it's not kona. That's the whole chiddush, that the Chachamim made it as if you were kona with the money. Even though now we hold money is not kona, but the Chachamim made it for these purposes if you were kona with the money, they say. So now, that's as far as the lokeicho. Now comes what's nogea to us. V'amoser behema l'roe, afal pi shelo masralo, el bi yomtov harehi karagli haroa. And here too, similar to the lokeicho, Rabbi Dosa holds, that even if I'm giving my animal to the shepherd to wash for me, on Yontov, okay? Even though I when Yontov came in, it was still by me, I hadn't given to him yet, and I only gave it to him on Yontov, still it goes by the Roeh. It goes wherever the Roeh can go, my animal can go. He's watching, he's a shomer, he's taking care of it on Yontov. So even though he only got it on Yontov, but since it was, again, miyuad for him, I was going to give it to him, so therefore we go by the Roeh. So this is the kasha on our mission. Because our mission, again, we said the opposite. We said, if I'm going to give it to a Roeh, I plan to give it to a Roeh, it doesn't matter. If I didn't give it to him yet, it still goes by the owner. And here we see, not that way, here we see it goes by the Roeh. So it's not Rabbi Dosa. So answer the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rabbi Dosa. Velo kasha, kan bi Roeh echad, kan bi shnei Roeh. So it's not a stira, because it's talking about two different scenarios. The case of Rabbi Dosa, when he says it goes by the Roeh, wherever he can go, even though I gave it to him only on Yontov itself, is talking about when there's only one Roeh in the city. And he's the only shepherd. So therefore, it's understood that I'm going to give it to him, because who else am I going to give it to? There's no other Roeh. So therefore, Chachamim considered it as if I gave it to him already, because it's going to go to him anyways. So therefore, says Rabbi Dosa, it goes after the rugli of the Roeh. But our Mishnah is talking about when there's more than one Roeh, and therefore, we don't know when Yontov came in who I'm going to give it to. It's not clear. And therefore, since it wasn't clear, they didn't say as if it belongs to the roa. Which roa? He didn't. There's no roa. We don't know which roa he's going to give it to. So therefore, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. And therefore, it goes by the rugly abilit. And then the Gemara says, "Daikanami." We have a duke like that from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about more than one roa. Diktani libano ola roa shmamina, as it says, and he gave it to his son or the roa shmamina. So the different pshatim here. It's a little bit hard. Rashi hasn't even explained. But it's like, what's the Shema Mina? Where do we see from here that that's what we're talking about? A case where there's more than one roe, and he just doesn't know who we're going to give it to. It says, leave no other roe. So the simplest pshat I saw was the Rosh. He says that leave no other roe means that his son is also a potential, you know, roe, whatever. So we see that there's more than one roe. Could have given it to this one, to that one, to the roe, to his son. And that's why the Mishnah mentions both of them, to bring out this idea. They were talking about there's more than one option, right? There's a more than one option. It's not clear it's going to one person. That's why it's still the rugly of the bar. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Dosa. The Halacha is like Rabbi Dosa, that it goes like the rugly of the roe. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Stam Mishnah. How could that be? That the halacha is like Rabbi Dosa. The Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the halacha is like a stam mishnah, and where there's a mishnah without a name attached to it, written stam. So when Rabbi wrote it, put it that way, it's so that he was telling us that that's the halacha, and our mishnah is written that way. It's not our mishnah. Habehema abaylim karagli abaylim, and then it continues our mishnah. Vamoser behema libano laroa harayu karagli abaylim. So here we have our mishnah, the stam mishnah, that it goes after the baylim. Not after the roa. So again, the Gemara's answer is like we said. V'lavu kimna, didn't we say already? That Kan, Rabbi Tadastira, it can be they're both true. Kan, Rabbi Dosa was talking about again, Mashiach, there's roa echad, v'kan, and this our Mishnah is talking about where there's two roim, v'shnei roim, so it's not a stira, they can both go. The halacha is like our Mishnah, it's not Mishnah, but our Mishnah is talking about when there's more than one roa. So we don't know who he's going to give it to. Mamela, it goes like the Ragli Abaylim. Whereas Rabbi Dosa, not arguing with our Mishnah, he's talking about, okay, there's only one Roa, so for sure it's going to go to that Roa. But Mele goes after the Roa, where he can go. And that's that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Look, Rabbi Dosa, okay, Kan be Roa Echad, She'ein be'ir el Roa Echad. There's only one shepherd. Kol b'nei ha'ir, ma'midi be'matam v'shuto. Everybody gives it to him. V'niknis b'shvitato. So therefore, it's acquired by him, because there's nobody else to give it to. Hilchach, bein mocher, bein lokeach, datosha ashelo tikne habehema, shvitato etzlo, ela bishvitato roa. Therefore, everybody, whether the purchaser, case of the purchaser, or the roa, it's understood that the shvita is going to be by this roa. Umasnisin, however, man, our Mishnah talk about two roim, the lo yadinan, lahu minayhu, havyela das bailim, hilchach, harehen, keregle yavailim. Because we don't know who he's going to go to, so therefore, we say it goes after the Bailim. He may not sell a roa, unless the roa already got it before Yontif came in, we assume it's by him. We don't know who it's going to go to, therefore it has to be like the Ragli Bailim.
Maybe he'll give it to him this week. Maybe he'll give it to him in another 3 weeks.
In which case? Okay, I guess we're talking about a case where it's understood. He give it every week, every Shabbos they give it to him or whatever. Or every Yontif, whatever. It's like, it's understood. Obviously he didn't give it to him, or he might not, and then obviously it's, you know. But we understood, it's understood that.
What's the mission telling him? I mean, obviously, if you don't know who you're going to give it to, then it has to go to...
Okay, again, it's all Rabbanah, not for sure, nothing's for sure here, it's all Mid Rabbanah. So they look, Lamaitza, you said he gave it to that, like, he gave it to this one, so, okay, we assume that he was going to give it to him, whatever, and then it goes after Rabbanah. It's all Rabbanah, and they can stay with whatever they want. I cannot meet him as Nisin Vishnei Roy. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanah. Shnaim Sheshalu Chaluk Echad, Beshutfis. Two people, an heir of Yantav, they borrowed a chaluk, a garment, b'shutfas. Okay, that they're going to share it on Yontif. How are they going to share it? Zeh, leilech bo shacharis, lebeis hamidrash. One is going to use it to go, the coat, let's say, put on a coat to wear it to the beis medrash in the morning. And the other one, the kanesbo arvis lo beis hamishta. He wants it to wear to a beis hamishta, to a sheva brachos or whatever that is going to be at night. I'm not sure why it's written in this order. I would have said first what the guy's going to use at night, and the next one he's in the morning, and I wrote backwards. I don't know.
Why is it after beis
hamishta? What?
Why is it after beis hamishta when I'm beis hamishta?
Why not what?
Beis hamishta
shabbos. Oh, I don't know. Well, that's where he was going. No, it has to be for a mitzvah, because you can only use tchumin for a mitzvah. So these are two different mitzvahs. One's learning, one's like a sheva brachos, I guess, whatever.
Usually a person borrows during the day, not at night. Business hours.
No, they borrowed it in the daytime. They borrowed it Arab. No, they borrowed it Arab. They borrowed it Arab, but they're only, but then they,
okay,
let's
so
get, come in.
That's why it's Shabbos, the Beis
HaMikdash. Why?
That's when he borrowed it, business time.
What's that?
Doesn't
say the Davin, it says go to space message. Come on. At night, no, next morning. Right now. Okay, anyway, it's Samhar. Okay, so Zeh Aravalav Litzafon, Vizeh Aravalav Darom. So Zesh Aravalav Tafon, Malach Tafon Karagli, Mish Aravalav Darom, Vizesh Aravalav Darom, Malach Darom Karagli, Mish Aravalav Litzafon. Okay, Ve'im Mitzu, Esatchum, okay, so what are we talking about over here? So I made a little diagram. Make it easy to understand. With the diagram, it's easy. Without it, it's like, Okay, so the story is like this. And Rashi is going to give an dugma, so I'm just going to use the example Rashi's giving, okay? So here is home plate over here, where we're starting. Okay, where they both live, both are. Okay, so now, what happens is, one of them wants to go north, in the sea, and one of them is when they want to go south. Okay, so, but you can only go 2,000 amos. So really, you can only go 1,000, 2,000. This one can go 1,000, 2,000. You can only go to here and here. But the Beis Medrash, you know, is up here, or Beis Mishnah, one or the other, and the other one's down here. So they want to get to here and to here. So they can't, because where they are now, they can only go 2,000 is to here, or to here. Okay, so what do? They make an Eruv. This one wants to go up the air, so he puts the Eruv, that's where this little circle is, makes the Eruv over here. So now we can go 1, 2, 1, 2. And this one could go, makes the Eruv down here, so now we can go 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, so now, since, though, they're shutfim in this chaluk, they got a problem. Because now the chaluk can only go with the Ragli of Bailin, but there's two Bailin. Okay, the one that wants to go north, one that wants to go south. So the chaluk can only go where they both can go, as I made it over here, this one can go, this is where this one can go, this one, this one can go. So only where they overlap, that's where they both can go, and therefore, where I wrote this little thing here, that's where the chaluk can go. So in other words, this guy cannot end up taking it to the Beis Medrash, he can't take it to the Beis Hamishta, it can only be taken where they both can go. Okay, that's if, in such a situation. However, if we said, v'imitsu, then it can't move it. Right? So in other words, we're talking about a situation like this. Okay, here's the cloak again. And what happened was that if this one made an Eruv over here, which is 2,000, now he can go 2,000 Amas and 2,000 Amas, and this one made, because he wanted to go, you know, all the way 4,000 Amas away, right? They're over here now, and this guy wanted to go 4,000 Amas away. Okay, so no problem. He makes his Eruv here in the middle. Now he can go 2,000, 2,000. Okay, and this guy wanted to go 4,000 over here. So therefore, he had to make his Eruv all the way at the end here at 2,000. Now he can go 2,000, 2,000. So now there's a problem. Because now, where can they both go? Nowhere. Okay, because he can go maximum north, he can go is only to here. This guy maximum south, he can go is only to here. So they can't move the chaluk. It's stuck. Right? He can't move it anywhere this way or that way. So that's if that would be the situation, that's the second part of this
verse.
That's
all from the borders of the city, right? So within the city, they can both.
Yeah, if it's a city, right. It could be in the Midbar, and that's where they're making their shvita over there. That's not, you know, but in, wherever the borders are. Unless in the middle. Like in the Emtza. If it's in the middle. Okay, so that's that. Let's see Rashi now. Shtayim sheshalu chaluk mivod yom, liyot bershus shnehem, that they're going to, it was in the daytime, but their plan was that on Yom Tov, it's going to be, they're going to share it. So zeh lelech bo shacharis shel yom tov the next day to the Beis HaMedrash. Vezeh lelech bo arvis shel yom tov the Beis HaMishta. He's going to go at night to the Beis HaMishta. So alav litzafon almanat oto chaluk loholicho litzafon. He wants to take it north. Zesharav alav litzafon mahalik. He can take this umalicho. He can go litzafon, but only as far karagli misharav ledarom. Right? He can't go all the way to where he wants to go. He can only go, like in our situation, a thousand, because that's only where the south guy could have gone. Okay, Masha Raglav Shel Deromi Yecholim Lalech Letzafon. Only much of the south guy could go north. Molicho Zeh Letzafon, Veliyoter. Can this guy take it north, and not more? Zeh Sharav LeDarom, Molicho Zeh LeDarom. He can go only south. Keragle Misha Rav Alav Letzafon. That's totally the opposite. Right? Masha Raglav Shel Tzoni, Muteret Lalech LeDarom. Only as far as the northern guy could have gone south. Molicho Zeh Velomuyoter. Can this guy, the south guy, move in, and not more? Mibnei Shchel Kol Shel Tzoni. Because there's a part of this north guy's in this chaluk. Kugon, and Rashi gives example the way we wrote it out. Kugon, ibnat nushneim eruven basof elafama. Each, for example, put it out a thousand away. One a thousand north, one a thousand south. Right? That's a fun. Liyoslo shloshes alafim l'tzafon ve'elaf l'darom. So now he can go altogether 3,000, as we said over here. Right? So now he can go 3,000, the top guy, up. Now he can go 2,000 up and 1,000 down. So that's fine. V'sharei mimkomo ervu yeshlo alpayim ma'amalecho ruach. Because wherever he makes the eruv, he gets 2,000 in each direction. V'zeh ledarom levasof elef liyot shloshet alafim ledarom ve'elef letzafon. And the opposite with the south guy, that he has elef shloshet alafim south and 1,000 north. So ein yichalim alicho el elef amalecho tzad sheshneim mutarim. So they only got that middle section there, 1,000 up, 1,000 down. That's the only common denominator. V'mitzvah levetetchum, meaning that's the second case we said when they can't move it, right? Tchum Shabbos letzafon ledarom arbat alafim, right? 4,000 in north and south, right? Shnayim letzafon v'shnayim ledarom, right? 2,000 up, 2,000 down. V'im natnu eruvan zeh l'sof alpayim l'tzafon v'zeh l'sof alpayim l'darom. If they maximize it, they can get, you know, they go the furthest they can north, the furthest they can south, so he moves it all the way to the border of 2,000 amas, each one. Mimsa tchum shalem mimutsa lafsik ben shnei ha'eruvan. And therefore, lo yezim imkamo lo l'tzafon l'darom. Therefore, it's stuck in between, because, you know, this guy goes totally this way, that way, in the middle, it's stuck there. Shatzfoni ein lo l'darom afilu psiach, because they go on. In the northern guy, he can't go even a step past it on the south. V'chein medroim l'tzafon, so to the other guy. V'mim Hashem imkomam, eruvan, yesh lo apayim l'chol ruach, they have 2,000 each direction, sharei l'kach erav, she'histalek shvitato, mimakom litno, v'tikno makom eruvo. That's where they made the error. Okay, fine. Let's go back to the Gemara. Itmar. What do you mean?
The whole thing was out the cooler.
Yeah, so what do you mean? Where?
Well, here, what is it? It's a suffix. That's where they can go 1,000 each way?
No.
Is it off the suffix because we don't know which one it is? My say it was kind of shvisa,
No, it's kind of shvisa for both of them.
How could one object be kind of shvisa?
Well, because they're shvisa.
So if it's kind of for both, so each one should be able to have its maximum for each one.
Yeah.
No,
because that would be a steer. So you can't have a steer.
It's
a right.
People,
right. So he says, "Well, I get it, and so I can, you know, I take it. I'm kind of take your part to where only you can go. Part of it's yours. I take it only where I can go, and it's not going outside of your tchum, your part."
So then, yeah. Why don't it just stay in the tchum wherever the actual object is?
Okay, that could be, but that's how they made it. They made it, and it could be that it goes after the article, whatever, wherever the article is. But it didn't. It goes by the owners. That's how they are koveya. That's what the rug, the
Bible. Why is it talking about chaluk? Is he weird?
I'm sorry? Hey, what? Yeah. Why not? No, we're not talking about carrying. We're talking about tchumim. Tchumim is a where something could, in this case, where a person go or it can go. Okay. Itmar. Shnaim shalakhu chavis ubehema b'shutza. Okay, two people on Erev Yom Tov. They bought a barrel of wine and an animal, and again in Shutfis, that they're going to divide it out on Yantav. So Rav Amar, Chavis Muteres, and the Behema is Asura. So the din is that the Chavis, each one, when they take their part of the wine on Yantav, they can take it wherever each one of them, each one can go. Because they divide it out, he has his chelik, he has his chelik, and each one will take his chelik where he can go. Whereas the behemah is a sur, it can only go where they both can go. We're going to explain this obviously. Shmuel amar, chavis nami asura. So Shmuel says that the barrel is, Shmuel says, the chavis nami asura, that not only behemah, also the chavis, so you cannot take it wherever you can go, it can only go where they both can go. Okay, so now, more clear. My kasavar Rav, what is Rav holding? I kasavar yesh breira, then afilu behema tishtari. Vim kasavar ein breira, afilu chavis nami asura. Okay, so we're talking about here about breira, meaning that what is Rav is very difficult. Okay, let's make it easier. Let's first talk Shmuel. Shmuel is fine. Shmuel says everything is asur, meaning it can only go where both can go. So according to him, it's very straightforward. Right? Why? When Yontov came in, these things, the animals, the matter, the wine, whatever it might be, they didn't divide it yet. Okay, but they both owned it. Okay, so everybody had a chelik, but we don't know which chelik belonged to who, because it's all mishmash. They both owned this thing, this wine, let's say. Okay, so now, when Yontov came in, now they're dividing it out. Okay, so very nice, now they're dividing it out. But now we know whose chelik belongs to who. This point, but that doesn't help us. Why? Because you can only take these things where when Yantav came in, who it belonged to. But when Yantav came in, we don't know which chelik belonged to who. It was all mishmashed, right? All together, because it was owned by Shutfis. Okay? So therefore, it doesn't help it that now this is your part, this is my part. It goes by when Yantav came in. Since Yantav came in, it was everybody's part. Everything was everybody. We don't know who's who. So therefore, we can only take this where we both could go, wherever our tchumim are common. Okay, so that's Shmuel, both by the yayin, by the animal, when they shecht it on Yantav and divide it out, same thing. When Yantav came, it was both, so we can only go where we both can go. Very good. But now Rav is very difficult, because what is Rav holding, says the Gemara? If he's holding Yesh Breira, now what would that mean? By the wine, it seems like he's holding Yesh Breira. Why? As he's holding that, yeah, with the wine, we didn't know who it belonged to when Yantav came in. However, we can say Breira, meaning that now, when they end up, yes, dividing it out on Yantav, here, you take this part of the wine, I'll take this part of the wine, we say Igla Mil Silima Freya, as if the whole time, when Yantav came in already, this was your part, this was my part, and very good. So now, if we say Breira, I can take this wine wherever I can go, you can take your wine wherever you can go, and everything's fine. So that's very good. But then, why is the behema, is it usher? What's the difference? Behema, we divided it out on Yontav, same thing. Igli limafreid, I took this part of the animal, you took that part of the animal. Already from when Yontav came in, it was mine and it was yours, so that we should be able to take the animals also where each one can go. So why is it that we can only go where it belongs to both? Okay?
Yeah. The animal is still alive, right? You didn't check
it. No, you did, no.
Oh, you did check it.
Yeah, yeah. You checked and divided out. You take this, so it's all divided. Okay. So Rav is very different. So Shmuel, because he could say Ein Breira, and that's why everything is Aser. That's clear. But Rav is, what's the split over here? Make up your mind. If it's Breira, if not if it's Breira, then you should be able to each take everything also. And if not, no, you shouldn't be able to take. Okay. So the Gemara answers Lo'olam Kasavar Yesh Breira, but Shanya Behema the Kayanke Tchumin Mihadale. Okay. This is an interesting concept. Try to explain it. The way I understand it, that's like this, that an animal's different, says the Gemara. So now it really holds that Yesh Breira. Okay, so, and Echanami, when the wine was belonged to both, now when we divide it out, whoever took his part of the wine, fine, that meant it was his from the beginning, and that's why each one can take it where he can go. Fine. Now what about the Behema? The Behema, in theory, also, we're saying, he holds Yesh Breira. But an animal's different. How? That when let's give an example, say Reuven and Shimon, okay? That they brought it together, and then on Yontav they shechted it. Reuven took, let's say, the head of the animal, and Shimon took the body. For example, Stam is a dugma, okay? So what do we say? Okay, good. So, Reish Breira. So it comes out that this head that Reuven took now, Igli Limafreya, that it was his when Yontav came in, 100%. And the body, let's say, belonged to Shimon when it came in, 100%. Alright, so why come they can't take it? Because the difference is, then an animal is a living thing. And therefore, there's nutrients and if you want the way I want to describe it and you can hear it clearer, I think, is, let's say, look at blood, okay? It has blood. Now, blood is constantly flowing along in the body, okay? Nobody brings this dogma, but I think it can hear it, see it clearer like this. So therefore, like this. So fine, let's say 100%. That when I say Reuven takes the head now on Yom Tov, we say, yeah, it was like it was his head as before Yom Tov came in. They said, I'm taking the head. And Shimon said, fine, I'm taking the body. That's how we're going to look at it, because we can say Brera. Fine. But now, let's say they really did that. Let's say when Yom Tov came in, they said, I'm taking the head. Reuven says, you're taking the body. Good. So the head's mine, body's yours. Now, at that point, there's blood in the head. There's blood in the body. Okay. Now, when Yom Tov comes in, they didn't shecht it exactly at Shkiha, right? A few minutes later, they shecht it, whatever it was. So what happens? Then the blood that was in the head, let's say, when Yom Tov came in, is not in the head anymore, because it travels. Now it's in the other part of the body. And the blood in the other part of the body might be in the head. There's movement constantly. Okay? So now when I shecht it, and I say, okay, I'm taking the head, which, let's say, I said I was going to take, because that's how the Brera is, like, as if I said it. So therefore, I have the head as if I said what I said I was going to take. You have the body. But I might have in my head some of your blood. And you might have some of my blood. So therefore, I can't take this head really anywhere I want, because there might be some of your things in there. Okay, they don't talk about blood, but I think you can hear it clear because of circulation. You know, so
move. That's the same with the wine. The wine's mixed up in the barrel. So, you don't know which is which. I think more what it's talking about with the animal is that there's metabolism going on. There's some parts that are now blood, and later on are going to be part of the flesh.
Okay. Enochanami. That's the idea. That was they don't say blood. They're like nutrients or whatever. It's like these part is when an animal's alive, it nurtures from all parts to different parts. Right.
That's still going to be blood. But why isn't the blood part of the barrel also? I mean, wherever the blood is.
Okay, that's a good question. The Chasam Sofer asked that. So he said that it's not really, even actually Brera on those parts as well. I don't exactly. I mean, the way we described it, you can hear. I don't know. You can hear it a little bit, because fine, we're gonna say we can't say Brera, because we say Brera just says that when Yom Tov came in. Let's say the way I describe it, when Yom Tov came in. So this the head is mine. Now the head is mine with the blood and thing. 100%. But now, as Yom Tov came in, now it left. So we go by, it's Koveya when Yom Tov came in. Whatever, when Yom Tov came in, that's what it is. That's what it is now. At Shkia, boom. So right at Shkia, they had blood in the head, right? But now the blood is not there anymore. It's in the other guy's part. Right? You know what I'm saying? So okay. I'm sorry because there's other answers, but okay. Leave it with that. So therefore we're saying now we're explaining how Rav can say this Brera, but he doesn't say it by the animal because of this concept. Let's see, Rashi. Shnaim shalachu miyev yontuf lechalkan biyomtuf, they're going to divide on yontuf. The chavit is muteret, lo lich kolachad chelko belamakom she'erav, they can bring their chelek wherever they made the air of each one. Behema sura lo lich. Only when they both can go. Afilu chavis asura, said Shmuel. The ain brera, he holds the ain brera. V'yesh chelak ba lezeh hayaro el chavero. So he has a part. This part that is his friend. V'chein v'beit hashmashas kana chelak zeh shvitas chavero. And anyway, again, when Yom Tov came in, each chelak is kona. Lo olam kasavar yesh brera. So we're saying, really, Rav, hold there is brera. Hilcha chavis muter. That's why the wine is clear. It's okay. V'shayni behema she'haisa b'chayim bein hashmashas, and here Rashi is explaining it. Behema is differently because it was alive when Shkia hit, let's say, and when Yom Tov came in. V'chol evereh b'chayim yonkim zeh mizeh, and every limb is like nurturing from one another. It's all this movement, in the body. U'meshechashecha ayana kol ever v'ever, and then as after Shkia, there's still this movement from one limb to the other. Mishal chavero ve'ein kan livror, and therefore there's no brer anymore. Yan ke tchumin, the lashon is chelke behema shruim lishnei tchumim. That there, what's parts of the animal, they're roy for both tchumim are all mixed. Okay. So now, though, Rav Kahana asks on this. Amre, back to the Gemara. Amre le Rav Kahana le Rav Asi le Rav. He asked the following on this. If that's the case, le'isr muktza lo chashashu, le'isr tchumim chashu, shasik rav. So he had a kasha on him. He says, wait a second, if there is such a concept that you have to be choshish for this, for this movement inside, whatever, and so if that's the case, then why is it only, according to you, a problem of tchumim, because now, since it moves, so you have the other guy's part in there, and you can't take it. It should be a problem of muktzah. Meaning, even without the tchum, wherever they are, neither of them should be able to move the behemah. Bechlal. It should be muktzah. You shouldn't be able to take it to shechted or whatever. Why? Because, again, we say that when Yontov came in, it was as if this part is yours, this part is mine, but the parts get mixed together. And we say that a person is makza his das from the other person's chelek. Okay? Because when Yontov came in, I wanted the head, you wanted the body, and I didn't want the body, you didn't want the head. And I wanted everything in the head and not anything in the body, and vice versa. And then when Yontov came in, there's this movement, so now I have some of your part, which I didn't want when Yontov came in, you had some of my part, which I didn't want, etc., and therefore, there's muktzah for me in here, and there's muktzah for you in here, and therefore, we shouldn't be able to move the behemah b'chlal. Well, forget about the tchumin, okay? And then, Rav said, Shasik Rav. So the machloikas, what does it mean Rav was quiet? One way could be, it was quiet because he goes, you got me. Okay, he said, you got me. Or, Shasik Rav, because he didn't agree with it, and he said, forget it, I don't know what you guys are talking about, and he just, Shasik Rav. Those are two variations.
It shouldn't be much to ask from this, because he knows there's going to be greater, and everybody's going to get their part.
No, you're going to get your part, but not the part that was the other guy's part.
Yeah.
That was the same thing with the tchum. What? No, okay, no, Tosas asked a different question. Tosas says that the problem with this is, since when is somebody else's food muktzah for you? Well, I can't eat by your house on Shabbos, because I was going to eat your food, it's your food, and you're not going to eat it, right? So, this is food, so why is that muktzah? Because it's your food, since when somebody else's food muktzah, right? How told us that? So they say that in defense of Rashi, in Megine Shlomo, right, that here it's different, and they have even more, is that would be the normal situation. Of course, I don't say I'm not going to eat by Plony, you know, whatever, so anybody's food is fine. But here, you're each person is saying, like, I'm taking this chalek and not that chalek, and you're taking that, he's saying, I'm taking this chalek and not that. So your mom is, since you're saying what part you're going to take, what you're not going to take, that is like you're being marked a dot. And some say even more, who said it, but that it's even more worse here because it's chumin. So it could be that I don't want your chalek, right? Because I want to take my part where I go. And I can't, if I'm your chalek is going to be here, I can't go, you know, where I can't go where I want to go because of your chalek. So I'm mamish maksadasra. I don't want your part over here. I only want my part. Okay. So therefore, there is an inyan of being maksadas, and therefore of the other guy's thing. Therefore, you can only go where you can go. Okay. And that's therefore shasi grub. Okay. My haviyala. What is the psak halacha on this? Rabbi Hoshi Amar Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Yochanan Mar Ein Breira. So, interesting, because Rabbi Hoshea, he says, Yesh Breira means he didn't make a chiluk, though, that Rav made. Okay? He says, Yesh Breira means everything. The chavi, the behemah, he doesn't go by this whole thing with the nutrients and that. Now, he says, it's no problem, chavi, behemah, whatever it is, no problem, it's you can take it wherever you want, each person, because it's Yesh Breira. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Breira. Okay, see Rashi. The Isser Muktzah Lo Chashashu Anan Sahadi. So we're witness the Kol Chad Minayu Akse Daite Mecha Kol Shereiro, that he doesn't want his other person's chela. Vim Hayu Rotsim Laach Lakan Eina Asur Alehem Mishu Muktzah. Isn't it? It should be asur because of Muktzah. Even here, Lo Mar Kol Chelak Yanke Mecha Veiro V'Yesh Kan Muktzah, because I didn't want your part, you didn't want my part. Ulo Licho Ish Letchumo Ata Oser Alehem. You're only worried about taking it to the other guy's chela. You have to worry about that also. Okay, so we had a machlokes. Rabbi Hoshi said, Yesh Breira, Bechavis Ubehema. No, both are mutter. He doesn't know about the skilla. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Breira, Vishneim are Aser. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, I, Vesava Rabbi Hoshi, Yesh Breira, is the Rabbi Hoshi a holder of Breira? Vahat Nan, Ameis, Babaez, Velop Tachim Arbe. Kulan Tmeim. So we saw this earlier on in the second, around Daf Yud. So we're not going to spend too much time on it. Let's get to the Ikar Nekuda here. Okay, so we have a bais that has a lot of openings, and then and there's a mace in there, and we don't know where he's going to take it out. Therefore, all the openings are Tmeim. Okay, Niftach Echad Mehem, Hu Tameh, and the others are Tor, Kulam Torim. However, if they open up the door, So we know where the animal's going out, because before we didn't know, so al safek, they're all aser, al tameh, everything in the doorways. But if we now that we know where it's going out, so that one is tameh, because we know where it's going. Everything else is tahor, anything that comes from now on that's brought there. Chishav lotziyah v'chad mehem. If he had, they thought that we're going to take the mace out one of the openings, machalon sheish barba arava, or out of a window that's 4x4 that the mace can fit through. Matzelas al p'tachin kulan. So now they're all okay. Everything, and then we know where he's going to take it out. Can we go, even though he's thinking where he's going to take it out, it's enough, and then they're all okay, because we assume he's going to take it out there. That's very nice. He thought, but it has to be that he thought about it only before the mace dies. So then when the mace dies, it was ready nikva where it's going to go, and therefore only there's a problem only with that exit. Whereas Beit Hillel says no, af mishe musameis, even after the guy dies and he says, okay, I'm going to take it over here, it helps to matir the other places. Can we say brera, right? Huvar darn lima freya, that's where he's going to take it out. Veitmar ala amar Rav Hoshea l'tayir et p'tachim ikanu laba. So he comes along and says, that's very nice, but it's only, Beis Hillel said that it's okay if he even thought about it, right? Even after the animal, even after the person dies, he thought about it, and matir the other thing, but it's only from here on, not lima freya. We can't say, even things were there before, okay, because we say lima freya, that's where he's going to take it out. We don't say that. Okay, so therefore, says Mizgumor is medayik, mikano laba'in lima freya lo. So here we're medayik, that's dafka mikano laba, from now on, but not lima freya. So what do we see? The Rav Hoshea doesn't hold by Brera, and we want to say that he didn't hold by Brera. So more answers, apuch. So fine, switch the shitas around. Rabbi Hoshea amar ein Brera, Rabbi Yochanan amar yesh Brera. So switch the two, and Rabbi Yochanan is enoch and holds ein, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to want to say yesh. Okay, Rashi, hames v'bayis, is the mufarash v'perakama. Vit marla rama Rabbi Hoshea, adam Beis Hillel, afi shemusa meis, chashav, moela, that only helps with the hair kelim habalit b'ptachin to come later. Mimachshava ve'elechu to come, only after he thought. Aval kelim de mikara, originally there, it doesn't help. The ain breira lomar huvra, we don't say it helps to say the kodim shiamus, namidan. Even before it died, that's where he was going to take it out. If we see that, we're in limafreya. We don't say that. The daite namilai pitcha. Apuk, so now it's a switch to shita, is the kamaisa. Okay. One last thing. We'll leave the last parts for tomorrow, but this is one last thing here. So now the Gemara asks Rabbi Yochanan. Umi'iza Rabbi Yochanan Breira. Now, so we're saying now the Rabbi Yochanan, we switched it. So Rabbi Yochanan holds for Breira. But now we have a problem with that. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold by Breira? Ava'ama Rabbasi, Ama Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achim Shechalku, Lekuchos Hein. U'makzirin Zelazebiyovel. So we see from here that he doesn't hold by Breira. Okay, so what's the case? We're talking about, we have brothers. The father dies. So when a father dies, automatically, Minotaurah, his possessions go to his sons. Okay? So Reuven and Shimon, let's say they go to Reuven and Shimon. Now, each brother gets a chalik. We don't know which chalik went to which, because we can't tell. But when do we know this? After they divide it out. Then they said, okay, you take that, I'll take that. So now what happens is that Rabbi, how do we look at these two guys that are buying? So says Rabbi Yochanan, we look at them like they're buyers, as if they're buying. Why buyers? Because really, each person's chelik was ready, Mina's klapei Shemaya was pinpointed. Reuven's supposed to get this, Shimon is supposed to get that. But we don't know which is which. So when they take it, what they're basically saying is, look, I don't know if I took my part, and you don't know if you took your part. So what we'll do is we'll each relinquish our part and say, okay, whatever's, I'll take this, maybe it's your part, but he's relinquishing his part of that, and everybody's like taking new. That's how we have to do it, because we don't know really whose part is who. So that's like buyers, like saying we're switching, you're taking my part, I'm taking yours, like we're exchanging. So we don't know who belongs to who. So if you hold that lukuko, that's what we're saying. If you hold that you're not avdin of lukuko, that you're never your shim, that would mean that you're holding breira. Because what are you saying? We say, okay, we don't know who's is who. But when I end up taking this part, it's equally lima mafreya, milsa mafreya, as if that was my part to begin with. And when you take that, it's your part to begin with. But we're not saying that. Rabbi Yochanan says, they're lukukos. So we're not saying, So therefore, we see that there is a, no brayer over here. And it says, Magzirin Zeved Yovel. Why? Because if you're going to say to Lechokos, the nafkaminu would be that if something, if you buy a, if you have a Sadeh, a Steyachuza, an inherited field, so, and somebody buys it, he has to return it at Yovel. So if these two boys, the brothers, are considered like buyers, and when they're saying we're relinquishing each half or whatever, so now when Yovel comes, they have to do it again. Because they were like buyers, so like they bought a Steyachuza from their father, so now they're like buyers. So now when Yovel comes, they got to redo this again, relinquish each other's part and whatever. And so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. They have a din of Lechukos, therefore Magzirin Zeva Zeva Yovel. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan is not holding by Brera. Okay? Because he calls him Lechukos. So then the Gemara says, V'chi Tema Kilei, and if you want to say Kilei Slei the Rabbi Yochanan Brera, maybe that's Mim Dina Deraisa. Avaldina Drabana Nisla. So maybe you'll answer, we're going to go on tomorrow, but we're going to answer, try to answer that maybe Deraisa Drabana. That this is Steyachuz or whatever thing, that's the Raisa. Okay, so every holds Ain Brera. But Tchumi, that's only the Rabbana, maybe there he holds that there is. Okay, so it's finished up the Rashi's to here. But the Raisa, okay, Lukukosain. Okay, Lukukosain. Velo Amrinan, we don't say, Huvra Lukolachad Chelet Yerushato. That we say that this was Igla Milsam Rivera, that was his part of the Chelet. And it doesn't go back. They switched it, each one with each other. And therefore, Magzirin Zeva Zeva Yovel, they give it back a Yovel. So maybe you're going to say, B'daraisa, Lamon Keneged Dvar Torah, for example, Yovel, there lo samchin on Brera. But Rabbanan, like over here by the Tchumin, Lamon Keneged Yisrach Tchumin, Rabbanan, there we are, Somech on Brera, Hilka, Chavis, Vehema, are Mutarim.